This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3126, Stop Feeding Your Brain Mental Garbage, part one, by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Thursday. Welcome to one of the only podcasts in the world where articles are narrated to you for free with permission from the authors. It's an award-winning podcast thanks to you. And today I have a bit of a longer post. I'll read the first half, but then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one and start optimizing your life. Stop Feeding Your Brain Mental Garbage, Part 1, by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. Less than 10 minutes after waking, I threw up cigar chunks into my master bathroom toilet. Shouldn't have been a surprise. 12 hours earlier, the groom and I were celebrating his upcoming wedding with a night on the town in historic downtown Leesburg, Virginia. As you might have guessed, this night included alcohol and stogies. We drank and walked and talked and smoked and drank some more. We hopped from restaurant to restaurant, downing wine and beer and whiskey, all the while drawing down a box of cigars purchased at the local tobacconist. At one point, the groom had me laughing so hard that I bit down on the cigar butt, crumbling the outer paper, which I inhaled, coughed up, then involuntarily swallowed. I washed it down with a swig of wine. All of it came up the next morning. Gross, I know. But it perfectly illustrates the entire point of this article. Garbage in, garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out, they say. In my case, it was wine and cigars, and there was no question as to why. When it comes to how we feel, it's easy to see cause and effect. Drink too much, get sick. Eat bad shrimp, another story for another time. Pray to the porcelain gods. When we feel bad and don't know the cause, we look for one. Just recently, having woken up with a splitting headache 2 days in a row, I started wondering what could be causing such pain. Was I stressed? Had I stayed up too late? Did I drink too much coffee or eat too many peanut M&Ms before bed? Something was causing the hurt. Some input was affecting the output. And since my brain was the victim, I was very incentivized to uncover the culprit. Well, it was coffee. Interestingly, though we avoid consuming things that cause us immediate physical pain like bad shrimp, we remain largely unaware of how other inputs like social media might affect our thinking or happiness. And of course, they do. The books we read, the podcasts we listen to, the television we watch, the social media feeds we scroll through are all inputs that can drastically affect our mood, our behavior, our ability to meet our goals, and our happiness. In other words, what we consume affects all we do. The foods we eat, the books we read, the company we keep, and the media we consume all inform us, drive us, and guide us in good ways or bad. Which is to say, the way I feel and think today has a lot more to do with how I fed myself physically and mentally yesterday. Consider the psychological research done by Power of Positivity, which states, quote, being a witness or victim of violence of any kind can trigger a biological reaction that evolves into full-blown anxiety and depression, end quote. Or that after the 1929 Wall Street crash, the United States saw over 23,000 suicides, the highest number recorded in a single year. In these two examples, the stakes were at their highest. Negative inputs caused anxiety, depression, even death. But plenty of research shows that hundreds of other inputs cause drastic effects to one's health and well-being, for better or worse. The news is a perfect example. In one study at the University of California, Irvine, Professor Allison Holman discovered that people directly exposed to the Boston bombing incident reported less stress than those who had watched 6 or more hours of daily news media in the time following that event. And why would this be the case? Why would watching the event unfold on the news be more stressful than seeing it in person? Professor Holman suggests that the repetitive showing of traumatic clips and images is the probable cause. And it's not just sensational media holding power over our well-being. Social media, the largest communication platform created in the history of humankind, is a source of pleasure, relaxation, information, and news for over 40% of the world's population. We scroll through post after post, enjoying the occasional update from a friend or family member, but also making decisions about whether to pause and read the latest political gossip or click the advertisement for an enticing new product. Consider how what you discuss with your friends would be different had you not seen pics of their most recent vacation. Consider how upset you got over the latest article a distant family member shared on gun control and immigration. Consider how your definition of a beautiful person is influenced by advertisements showing unrealistic images of quote-unquote ideal bodies, which are often photoshopped into unattainable beings. Quote, "When we consume to change ourselves, it's important to ask what we're changing and why. If there's nothing inherently wrong with what we're changing, why do it? If the reason is to become more like a fictional TV character whose appearance may have been digitally altered anyway, we might want to reevaluate our actions," end quote. It's from Psychology Today. News changes us. Social media changes us. Television and books and the friends we keep change us. The change could be good or it could be bad. Either way, the way these inputs affect our output is something to consider. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled "Stop Feeding Your Brain Mental Garbage" by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Michael. I'll finish the rest of this post for you tomorrow. Social media, which you brought up in this first half, is even more insidious because of how the algorithms work. Feels like since the advent of TikTok, this has become worse. Or maybe TikTok just made it more clear, and maybe you've noticed this too if you use social media, at least I hope you've noticed, and that is the more of a certain kind of content you interact with, the more it's going to appear. And what's crazy is that it might not even be interacting, but just pausing and looking just a little bit longer. So if you're not familiar with TikTok, it's basically just a bunch of short videos that you can scroll through. And if you pause on one and it catches your attention, maybe it's funny, maybe it's scary, maybe it's inspirational, whatever it is, they now know what kind of content gets your attention. And sure enough, they'll show more of it to you. And that works for bad things just as well as for good. It reinforces whatever it is you're fixated on, and you get more of it, reinforcing it even more. It's a snowball effect. It could be for something unhelpful or even hurtful. So we should really think about this like Michael said. But we're only halfway through the article for now. Hopefully it's been helpful for you so far. Again, I'll finish the rest for you tomorrow, but that should do it for today. Thank you for being here and listening every day, and I'll be back tomorrow to finish up this post where your optimal life awaits.